Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 245, Free for Free. This is the show recorded on the 30th of April, 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hi.
Hi.
Paul doesn't sound very well, does he?
No, I don't. Let's get on with it.
Oh, Paul's ill. Okay, so there's not a huge amount going on this week, so it'll probably be quite a short show. I usually say it's short and then it ends up being like 40 minutes long. So first up in news, BitTrip Saga has been announced, which is a compilation of all the BitTrip games for the 3DS.
What the hell is a BitTrip?
You saw me playing one of them the other day, remember, on Steam?
I see lots of things.
The weird pixel game.
Charlotte's in there now playing one of the Desert Strike games.
Urban Strike.
Whichever one it is, I don't know. I only saw the helicopter.
Okay, so the BitTrip games are like pixel style, almost rhythmic shooters. So the hitting, well, it depends on which one you play, but generally it all goes to the music. Like Res.
Oh, okay then.
But they look cool.
That sounds fantastic.
Of course, it's going to be in 3D because it's on the 3DS. So it has on it BitTrip Beat, BitTrip Core, BitTrip Void, BitTrip Runner, BitTrip Fate, and BitTrip Flux.
Right. Because that makes sense.
I'm looking forward to it now.
I'm not.
Yay.
I don't know what it is.
I don't think they have announced a release date. No, they just...
Sometime in the future.
Just in the future. They haven't said when. But, yeah.
There's another crappy Need for Speed game coming out. This is called The Run.
So Need for Speed The Run is being developed by Black Box this time around, as opposed to Criterion, who of course made the last one, and Slightly Mad.
Who did Shift 2?
Slightly Mad.
Slightly Mad.
Slightly Mad Studios.
Funny name, isn't
it? That's what they're called.
How about a sensible name, like Game Developer Studio? We make games.
Is that the slogan?
No, that's the name.
Oh. We make games.
Okay.
But yeah, so new Need for Speed game. It's using the Frostbite 2 engine, which is, of course, DICE's engine. Yeah, so new Need for Speed. Coming out November...
Wait, Need for Speed? What's that then?
November 17th. On 360, PS3, Windows, Wii, and apparently 3DS as well.
What about normal DS?
No, it just says 3DS. I've noticed that with a lot of games coming out, it's just been 3DS games.
Oh.
Next up,
Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation. What the hell's George Dudeface being in this? And
he's
who
a bad
the hell's
guy,
Robert Englund?
Robert Englund
is
Freddy.
Sarah Michelle
Robert
Gellar,
Englund.
What the hell is a Rooker man?
Robert Englund is Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger's a real person.
Plays Freddy Krueger.
Oh, well, why do you say that?
Sarah Michelle Gellar is Buffy.
Okay.
So,
this is the new funky map pack.
With zombies.
Developed by Treyarch and published by Activision Publishing Incorporated, Call of Duty Black Ops is rated 18 by BBFC. Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation content pack will launch first on Xbox Live on 3rd May.
On 3rd May.
That's what it says.
I know.
I'm just reading what it says. So yeah, this is a new map pack. It's got a bunch of new jib-jab with it, zombie jib-jab, 1,200 points like the last one. It'll be out on PlayStation Land at some point in the future. Normally they lag about a month behind, but with the downtime, this might affect the release of it.
So it's got the Call of the Zombie, Call of the Dead, which is the zombie level, and then four new multiplayer maps as well.
Indeed.
Yes. The zombie thing's cool, though.
Hydrophobia Prophecy.
Hydrophobia was a 360 game,
and it was an arcade game.
Yes, it's now being released for PS3 and Steam.
And Hydrophobia Prophecy is what exactly? Is this like the second one or?
Well, no, they're just giving it a new subtitle. It's the redone version, which was pure.
Okay.
And all shoved together for different consoles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense. What's this about, Jib Jab?
Wait, Hydrophobia Prophecy comes out 9th of May on Steam.
Yeah, yeah.
And then PSN, who knows?
Yeah, PSN, who knows? PSN, if it comes back.
So, Cohort Studios, most people probably wouldn't have heard of them.
Nope.
Their studio
based in didn't they do Buzz?
They did some Buzz.
Okay. And Motorstorm, first one?
They did some outsourcing for it.
Okay, and what about... Didn't they do that shoot game as well?
Yep, they did. Sadly, they were one of the last... game studios based in Dundee, and they've now officially told that Tiga that they're closing down. They only actually had 25 people working for them, but they've had to shut down, which means there's even less places up north for people to work.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is unfortunate. The result of what happens when you put the Tories in government. PSN is still down.
Yeah, there's a conference tomorrow.
Conference, they're going to say how it's going to be back online sometime next year. And they apologise for the delay.
They better have a lot of apologies.
Why? I wouldn't apologise. Like, deal with it.
Well, okay, in the end I chose apologizing... to put my card on the PSN, but I wouldn't have expected it to have been hacked.
Well, stuff happens. The thing is, yeah, the way I view the world... If I apologise for something, it means I did something wrong. And they I don't think they've done anything wrong. I think they got a load of cheap people to quickly build the PSN in the space of one summer afternoon back a few years ago. And I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay. Well, you don't care about it all anyway.
Hey, I've got my account on there. I've got my password, my email, everything else on there.
Yeah, you have. Shouldn't have made an account.
No, I shouldn't have.
Why did we make you an account? You wanted one, didn't you?
Just so I had an account, yeah. So Baxter could be my
friend.
Oh,
yeah, so you could have Baxter as a friend.
And Adam could be my friend.
Mm.
And then I needed to download Mortal Kombat.
So I imagine they'll say some stuff at the thing. I'm sure lots of people will complain. And, yeah, it's going to be at 2 p.m. Japanese time.
What is that, a sensible time?
I don't know. Is it 5 a.m.? What's BST? Is that
British summertime? Is BST?
Is it BST now? So 5 a.m.
Yeah, because we're gonna get up at 5 a.m. to listen to a Japanese man.
Well,
go,
I'm sure it'll Konnichiwa. Be on the internet.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
And we're just gonna say hello the whole time.
I don't know any other words.
No, you don't. but yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what they say.
Yes, Portal 2, this is probably the most important bit of news in the show. Portal 2 has had a free DLC announced. It will be coming out in the summer sort of period, and it's free.
Yeah.
And free is good.
Free is good. It's going to have new test chambers.
Basically new missions.
Yeah, and a challenge mode for single player and multiplayer modes.
Okay.
And more.
And this is all platforms.
Yeah, it'll be free on every platform. Assassin's Creed Revelations. So they've now teased.
Is this an Assassin's Creed 3 yet?
Or what? This will be 4, but called Revelations.
Yeah, but I mean, like, no, not substantial.
Oh, I don't know. So they've put a teaser out, and they apparently on their Facebook page put the name up by mistake, and now they're taking it down. But you can see the video on YouTube. I gave it a watch. It's a bit of it's very teasery.
No offense, but they're trying to milk this, and I don't like it.
They'll probably, announce it either slightly before E3 or at E3, I'm sure, or officially announce it, because of course they've announced when their conferences. And yeah, Munch's Odyssey. In we mentioned like a week or two ago about just add water going to Game City and showing off Stranger's Wrath HD and talking about Ape's Odyssey. And they also officially now have announced they're making a remake of Munch's Odyssey as well.
Munch's Odyssey was good.
Yeah, Munch's Odyssey is good, but it's going to be heading to PSN.
Big deal.
They've also said unannounced platforms.
It's heading to a platform which is currently unavailable.
Yes, Paul, but the game's not coming out yet anyway. They've just announced it. Don't do that.
I would not announce it for such a shaky, wobbly platform, which might disappear at any moment.
They have said it may come out on other platforms, because, of course, the Oddbox recently came out on PC, so hopefully it'll come out on PC, and you never know, 360.
Well, I doubt they'd chuck it out on 360 because, let's face it, Microsoft irritated these people by shutting down them after their games didn't sell. Jurassic Park is
now coming out to 360.
Coming out to Xbox 360.
That means you can play it.
Yeah, great, fun. There are also PC versions, which is coming out later this year as
well. Yeah, it was originally coming out this month, but it's been pushed back.
Yeah.
Telltale announced a deal that they'd signed with Microsoft to release disc-based games on their platform.
No announcement if the PS3 is going to see a retail release or not, but whatever.
But I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's talk about Catherine, because this is the game
that we haven't mentioned
in
ages.
We don't need to talk about, so let's just skip over it.
Sorry, that was a bit loud. So, what I think is quite nice is Atlas have officially announced that... So, you know, you've seen the cover of the game, yeah?
Yes.
So, they're doing, like, safer versions as well from America, so people aren't offended by it, I guess. So, you've got the normal covers, and then you've also got a more zoomed-in cover, so it's not so booby and all that.
Oh, so it's not zoomed in on the boobs or the backside.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it might be that it might just be an interchangeable, like you switch it around, or it might just be that they've said they're doing this for all boxes in stores so customers don't see it.
Oh, whatever.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty cute that they're doing that, and also a bit silly that they're doing it.
Well, you can't upset any people.
No.
Because you don't want the Daily Mail getting hold of it and running a jib-jab story about how it's evil and it's going to kill people. Because they will do that. It is the Daily Tory.
The Daily Tory.
Daily Mail, sorry. Not to be confused with the Daily Torograph, which is another newspaper, whatever.
The Daily Torograph, I like that one. Do you have any others?
No, just the Torygraph and the Tory.
Okay. The Tory.
Let me think. Well, that's, that's what you've always called him, yeah? That's the name of it.
I've never called him that.
Yeah, but when I read it, the Telegraph, Torygraph, it's just there, isn't it?
Okay.
And the Daily Mail, let's face it, is the Daily Tory. I suppose I could make a comment about the Independent on Sunday being the Tory on Tory, but what's the point in that?
The Tory on Tory.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So, randomly, I ran Name That Game last week. That was mainly because Paul didn't have one. So I was like, I got one! You would have heard it last week. Do you want to...
Oh, I suppose I'm playing
load
now as
the
well.
File? So you would have heard... Do I say the answer now? Is that how it goes?
No.
Oh, so guesses. Do we have any guesses?
We do not have any guesses, but if you remember last week, it was agreed that I had a week to make my guess.
Did you search Google? Did you find
out? I don't use Google.
No?
No.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking about it, because I know what you... Because we agreed it was a DS game.
Uh-huh.
And we also agreed it was a fairly large DS game. So all I had to do was hit the torrent websites and see which DS games have the largest ROM sizes. To narrow down my list of criteria. I also suspected it would be a Square Enix game, especially with
how what?
I had one a couple of weeks back, and someone had guessed it was Kingdom Hearts, and I was kind of leaning towards Kingdom Hearts, but then I thought, no, that's too obvious, Kingdom Hearts. So I was thinking, what's a really rare, random Square Enix game, which has probably slipped below my radar lately? So I gave it a bit of thought on Thursday and Friday. I was goofing about doing my stuff, and I was thinking, And then I decided it would probably be that weird game, which we only ever have, like, one copy of a year, called, what was it? The World Will End With You, or something?
The World Ends With You.
The World Ends, that's it. I knew it's the weird one with the weird cover. I'm going to guess it's that.
Mm-hmm. Any other guesses, like, from other people?
Nope.
Just you?
Yep.
GZ Paul.
Damn right,
I shouldn't have given you an extra week.
So yeah, once again, I maintain my undefeated record at Name the Game.
Uh-huh. I shouldn't have given you an extra week. I should have just said no.
Tough.
Too late now.
Like I said, it wasn't hard once I hit the torrent websites. Look, I can order these by size. That's handy. Yeah, so anyway. GZ to meet. This week we've got something fairly easy. I thought I'd give you an easy week this time. Here it is.
Get out of my way if you want to keep your spleen.
Any guesses?
Get out of my way if you want to keep your spleen.
Any guesses?
That.
To be honest, the most obvious thing in the
that
whole
gung.
In the whole sound clip is a bit at the end. I mean, if you've played one of these games, you should instantly recognise that noise. Well, at least recognise the series.
Really?
Yep. This is a multi-platform title.
Uh-huh.
Came out on the PS2. I don't know if it came out on the Xbox. It came out on PC. And then it's had, like, sort of spin-offs on other platforms as well.
Was this the first title in its...
No. No, this was the fourth title in the series. Fourth-ish title in the series. Five, four, three. It's no good looking at Killzone. It's not
no.
Killzone. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay. Catherine doesn't know what it is. Fortunately, I do. And you will also find out the answer next week. If you think you know what it is, just email me, feedback@gamercast.net. And you will get the GZ on the show if you are correct. I'm sure we're going to have people know what it is this week, because that sound at the end is really familiar.
Really?
Yes,
maybe
really.
I wasn't paying attention.
New releases this week.
Okay, a couple of games coming out this week.
Yeah, not a huge amount.
First up, we've got Mountain Blade. With fire and sword. What?
Mountain Blade came, wasn't that that game that your one of your people recommended to you, Mountain Blade?
One of my people?
Or was it a forum person? Someone said to you, play Mountain Blade or something like that.
What?
Ages
Shut up.
Ago.
Nope.
So this is a expansion pack for Mountain Blade called With Fire and Sword.
So this is a PC game, right?
Yeah, PC.
Great.
It's got a new multiplayer mode.
Let's play Darkspawn.
New maps, multiple endings,
no,
and new firearms and battle formations.
Ooh, you can see I've been playing SimCity.
So yeah, just an expansion on the PC title if you were a fan of the first one. Cabela's Dangerous...
Wait. I've always wanted to do this. Kublai Khan's Dangerous Hunt, 2011.
Is that how you say it?
No, Kublai Khan is some ancient evil warrior hunter man.
From?
I don't know, China or somewhere. It's a Kublai Khan block, isn't it? Kublai Khan. It's a funny word, funny
Chupacabra?
Name. No, that's a Mexican
the
lizard
hell
that
is
eats
that
like
picture?
Goats.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kublai Khan. Kublai Khan.
There you go.
Glasgow? He's not from Glasgow.
A poem.
For the emperor, see Kublai Khan. Yeah, some old Mongol bloke.
Mongolian.
See, I told you he's a real dude. He was born at some time in the past, on the 23rd of September, 1215. He died aged 79. Okay, cool. See, Kublai Khan, Dangerous Hunt, 2011. So what's this game about?
This is one of those hunting games, as you may have guessed from the title. It's got a gun with it.
Does it have a Kublai Khan statue?
No.
Well, what's the point in this? Let's talk about Sniper Ghost Warrior, because now you'll be able to get it on your PlayStations.
This came out ages ago, didn't it?
This came out like a year ago.
Yeah, so you can finally get Sniper Ghost Warrior. Oh,
wait.
Cabela's Dangerous Hunt, by the way, is on 360 and PS3.
Wait. Snooper Ghost Camper. That's the name of this game.
Okay. If you wanted to play it and you're a PS3 owner, you can now play it.
And you can play it multiplayer online. Oh, wait. You can't do that, can you? What a shame. Still Dive
this
Resource.
This is the best game coming out this week.
Do I interrupt you? No. So the least is I interrupt you and then you shush. Okay. Still Divers coming out. This is the uber epic 3DS game where you're a submarine and you're going pew pew pew, but it's not as cool as Silent Hunter.
No. So it's got three different modes. There's one where you're doing like side-scrolling kind of little submarine action stuff, which is what I played, and you control its speed, depth, and you fire torpedoes.
Speed.
Then there's also Periscope Strike,
and depth. Cool.
Which involves you having to move your 3DS around in order to find the
and
other
then
you submarines.
Find stuff and shoot them.
And shoot. And then there's Steel Commander, which is like a two-player strategy turn-based game. As a play state similar to chess.
But with boats. Or more accurately, ships.
Oh, submarines.
A ship.
But yeah, so this is actually a Nintendo title, and is coming out this week.
So it's nothing to do with diving down to the bottom of the ocean and swimming with all the happy animals and plants that live down there now.
No.
So really, this should be called Steel Weapon of Death Epic Diver Edition.
Maybe, but I think it's like 3+.
3+?
Might
it's
be a 7.
New game.
Then.
We should put some guns and stuff on there. Start killing people. First Templar is coming out. This is a Xbox
360 yeah.
game. Is it on PlayStation?
I didn't see it on
No,
there.
Okay, never mind. Whoopie doodah.
It's people trying to get in on the
Assassin's Creed
money.
Culture, well, you know.
Well, Assassin's Creed is popular, so they've gone into the same time era and hoping to get some more people's.
And finally, we got Guilty Gear game coming out. I take it this is for PSP.
Yes, PSP only.
Like all the other
Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus.
Wow, that's a crazy name like I come up with.
Yeah, you could come up with a name like that, couldn't you?
Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus.
It's like your Steel Weapons of Death.
Steel Weapon of Doom.
yeah, so new
wait.
Guilty Gear
wait,
on PSP.
Wait. Kublai Khan's Dangerous Doom 2011. Oh, wait. Snooper Ghost Camper of Doom.
What's with you and Doom?
Of Death.
Yeah, so this is new Guilty Gear, of course, on PSP.
PSP, eh? What's that then? Oh, that's that thing that someone bought.
I've been playing on mine. I got Persona 3 come.
I have not been playing on mine because I don't have one.
No, you don't. So, yeah.
I have a computer.
This week, Steel Diver.
This week,
I've got a copy on order, so.
Darkspore.
I'm looking forward to it so I can have another 3DS game.
I'm looking forward to it so I can play Darkspore. Which should apparently be opening up. There we go. Oh, no, it's got more patches.
Yep.
You haven't seen this actually being played, have you?
I played some beta.
You played the beta, did you? Okay, anyway, we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will catch you then. Hopefully there'll be a bit more news. It's
if
coming
not,
up
never
to
mind.
E3, so I'm sure more stuff's going
to... Well, no, it's coming up to E3, which means we're all going to starve until E3. And then
not
we'll
essentially.
Then we'll
stuff
be
gets
overwhelmed.
Because people kind of compete to get announced before E3 and become top news.
What the hell's an E3?
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
And what's that then? Sounds like a kryptonite challenge. Oh, wait, is that the X Factor? Whatever it is.
What? Okay,
what?
So we'll,
shut up your
we'll
mouth.
Catch everyone next week for next week's show.
Yes, we
don't
will.
Don't forget to send your letters and guesses into the name of that game.
Yes, send letter. Feedback. We don't have letter this week. Yo, sort it out.
Feedback at gamercast.net.
Indeed.
See ya.